Today we continue with the theme of fear as we journey through Lent 2021. Another psalm, this time Psalm 37, which starts with the words, "Do not fret." You could also translate the ancient Hebrew on which our English language Bibles are based with the phrase, "Don't get steamed up." And the psalm keeps saying it, "Don't get steamed up." Let's face it, there is plenty to get steamed up about during a pandemic, even when there's good news beginning to seep through, as vaccines developed in record time are seen to work, and people are getting their first jabs in large numbers. It's easy to say, "Don't get steamed up," much more difficult to do it. Or not do it, if you see what I mean. Some people go for techniques like yoga to help them. Here in the rest of Psalm 37, you'll find that we're presented with a strategy, a three-point plan. Look up, look ahead, and be constructive. Look up. I'll come back to this one tomorrow. In the meantime, let's take a quick look at the other 2 points in the Psalm 37 strategy. Look ahead. It was the late Captain Sir Tom Moore who said many months ago, "The sun will shine again, the clouds will go away." He was well aware that there'd be bad times to go through first, but he did us all a service by looking further ahead. You might find yourself thinking about the vaccination you're still waiting for, the holiday you would love to go on, gathering again with other worshippers in the church you've not seen the inside of for months, or having a big hug with the family and friends you've not been with for ages. We haven't seen our family, including our little granddaughter, for well over a year now. And then, be constructive. Here Psalm 37 tells us what to do and what not to do to be constructive. First, don't get angry. That only does more harm than good, and it won't make you feel any better. Perhaps someone has let you down. Perhaps you think the politicians have made wrong decisions at the wrong times. But don't be angry with them. It's a waste of time. And then, do good. One of the things that makes my heart glad when I watch the TV news is when it features someone, some organization, some community, some neighborhood, where they've found a new way of supporting each other or reaching out to people who are finding the going especially tough. Could more of us be involved in this sort of thing? And if you can't get out because of age or medical issues, you can still pray that others will do these things that you wish you could be doing, and you can rejoice that others already are.